Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together. Praying for a Heart Full of Worship by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3:17. What does it mean to give God glory? The word glory bears with it the idea of greatness, of the splendor of God as it pertains to the Old Testament. In the New Testament, the word glory is translated to mean honor, dignity, worship, and praise. When we put the two together, we see that glorifying God means to acknowledge his greatness and give him all the worship and honor and thanksgiving in all that we do and say. God's glory is the essence of his nature. We bring him glory when we revel in his divine essence. How often are we consumed with our mundane activities that we forget who we're doing it for? I believe if we lose the motivation that we're doing it to glorify God, we're prone to grumbling and complaining, much like the children of Israel. We become ungrateful, and our hearts begin to grow hard and cold toward God. We begin to simply go through the motions in life, and soon we're looking to other things to satisfy a longing in our soul that only living a God-glorifying life can satisfy. We were made to worship God, and he gives us the gifts and abilities in which to do that every day. In Colossians 3:17, the Apostle Paul sends an encouragement in his letter to the church at Colossae. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. He was reminding the Colossians that their ultimate purpose on this earth was to give God glory by showing God's love and walking in peace with one another, and to do all things with a heart full of gratitude and worship unto the Lord. Worship simply means ascribing worth. It's what and or who you give your time, devotion, affection, finances, heart, praise, and thanksgiving to. I believe we've all been created to worship, ultimately to worship our Creator. But since the fall, many people worship creation and or themselves. This is idolatry, which is sinful. Worship isn't just singing to the Lord or playing music unto him, although that's important. It's making it a priority in our life to spend time with him in the word and in prayer daily. Worship is denying yourself and saying yes to God every single moment of your life. It's walking in obedience by God's grace through the power of the Holy Spirit. Every time we obey God and say yes to him, we give him glory. When we love God with all that we are, our hearts can't help but overflow with his love for others. By sharing the gospel with them or pointing them to his truth to know him more. Worship is a daily lifestyle. We can worship God in the simplest ways just by doing whatever it is just for him and with a good attitude. Let's ask the Lord to help us daily to have a heart full of worship so that he may receive all the glory through our lives. Let's pray. Father God, I know it's easy to get stuck in the routine of life and forget why we're here on this earth or who we're living for. Our flesh wants us to walk in pride and boast of our own strength and abilities, but we know that you are the one who gives us the breath in our lungs and our talents and abilities. Help me remember to stay humble and point others to you in my words and deeds. Holy Spirit, would you please fill my heart with gratitude so that I can give you the worship you deserve? I want to glorify God in all things. Please help me embrace the less of me and more of you mentality and walk in obedience daily, looking to you for grace and strength so that others may learn how to love you like I love you. You are so good and faithful, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Once in a Generation, a podcast comes along with the power and eloquence to inspire us all.
This show will entertain you while you wait for that one. Join two best friends, author and former history teacher John Driver and comedian Johnny W. for hilarious and authentic conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
You can listen to Talk About That wherever you find your podcasts or at lifeaudio.com.